Welcome to another edition of Your Spiritual Practice Podcast. I'm one of your co-hosts, Reverend Dr. Cher Holton.
And I am Reverend Dr. Bill Holton, your other co-host. And the spiritual practice that we have for you on this podcast is called Honor Your BS.
Oops.
Now, before you lower your jaw too much, the BS we're talking about stands for your belief system. After all, it's all BS, right? It's the story we tell ourselves to define our personal sense of reality.
Wow, I love that. BS. So we're going to talk about BS today, but as you can tell already, we're taking this BS really seriously. And we're going to share just a couple of different ways to look at your BS and have you think about yours a little bit and talk about how we can turn it into a spiritual practice.
Absolutely, and that's important. You know, every human being has a belief system that he or she lives by. And it's through this worldview that we try to make sense out of the world around us. We can even call our BS the theory of everything, which is a quantum physics term that attempts to describe the nature of the universe. Makes sense, huh?
It does. And, you know, typically there are really two forms of BS. We're going to throw in another one in a little bit. But the two, you know, belief systems that we're talking about here that are seen as being at odds with each other, really. One of them is evidence-based BS, and the other is faith-based BS. So we want to add a third one, don't we?
Yes, we do, and it's a very important third one, particularly as you look at our perspective, which we call meta-spiritual, which is the marriage between science and spirituality. And that's what the third BS is, science and faith-based. In other words, this spiritual practice is inviting you to adopt a combination of science, which is evidence-based, and faith-based belief system, which is really based on faith.
Right, which is your spirituality from our perspective.
And as a matter of fact, what's important for including science in this, science looks at two things with their evidence-based philosophy. One is they look at what is falsifiable and what is non-falsifiable. Now, what they mean by that is, if something is falsifiable, science, through the scientific method and investigation, can prove whether or not it's fact, whether or not it's true. Now, if it's non-falsifiable, what that means is, despite their best efforts, science is not able to determine whether or not something is true or false. That's the difference.
So can you think off the top of your head, I'm putting you on the spot here, but can you think of a specific example
Sure.
that people could relate to?
Sure. One that most people would be very much interested in is the concept of God.
Oh.
Now, God is a non-falsifiable concept. Some people by faith believe that there is an anthropomorphic God in the sky out there. Others believe in no God at all. Others believe that there is a force or some type of truth or energy out there. But when it comes down to it, this concept that we have, that humankind invented of God, is really a non-falsifiable concept. Now that's from an evidence-based approach.
Right.
From a faith-based approach, billions of people believe that there is a quote-unquote anthropomorphic God out there. So that's the difference.
That makes a lot of sense. And so what we're talking about with our third one is combining what we believe through our spiritual perspective, but also looking at what science brings to the table and how really those two are coming together more and more.
Most definitely. And really, when you think about it, then that legitimizes a spiritual practice if the spiritual practice is involved in both science-based and faith-based processes. So that's the important thing we want to communicate to you in this podcast.
All right. So let's take a look at the science and faith-based combination, if I can get all that out here, and what it really means to us. So science strives to build an evidence-based belief system under the premise that the world is ultimately understandable through observation, experimentation, reliable replication, prediction, scientific study. So they work very hard to find proof of what is being said.
Yes. And one of the key awarenesses of science-based evidence is the recognition that we humans possess individual belief systems that make us capable of introducing bias into our interpretation of the world if we aren't careful.
And I think even when we are careful, it happens. Because yes. We just automatically have certain biases that, and we've done other podcasts, or if we haven't, we're going to in the future, probably a combination of both, that talk about bias and confirmation bias and how hard it is to really open ourselves up to new information when we believe something really strongly.
Yes, yes. As a result, science attempts to mitigate against subjective biases by demanding strict definitions of the terms and concepts and conditions that describe the scientific method, as well as requiring that any evidence be capable of independent verification by others. It just makes sense, right?
It does. And they also do recognize that no matter how hard they try, no matter how accepted the results have been subjected to the trials and vetted, there's still that experimenter bias. So yes. We always have to add that extra piece in too. But by requiring the strict adherence to the procedures, such biases generally cancel each other out and produce conclusions that are largely, hopefully, objective and fact-based.
Yeah. And for example, here's a bias. In 2017, National Science Foundation conducted a study just in America, and I forget what the population size was, but it was large. And the results of this particular study found that 25% of Americans think that the sun revolves around the Earth.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing? Never has.
And there's all kinds of scientific proof now yes. to demonstrate that that is not true.
Of course.
But people,
and yet 25% of we Americans believe that the sun revolves mm-hmm. around this little planet. It's crazy.
It is. We also believe silly things like going outside with wet hair is going to give you a cold, mm-hmm. which now science has proven that absolutely has no impact on getting a cold. But
yes, as a matter of fact, science has determined that it's the rhinovirus that causes colds, and the rhinovirus has absolutely nothing to do with the animal in Africa called a rhino. I'm just saying. That's my BS.
But it can be a big cold. It can produce a big one.
For sure. Now, faith-based belief systems, on the other hand, are generally religious convictions that lack physical evidence. Now, this isn't to diminish their intrinsic value or suggest that they're unfounded assertions, but rather to define an important difference between them and evidence-based findings.
So essentially what you're saying is a faith-based belief system is unequivocally based on the lack of supporting observable evidence or evidence which may be impossible to collect, like God.
Yeah.
How do you prove that scientifically?
Exactly.
And people have tried.
Oh yeah.
But there's lots of things that make it suggestible that there must be a power or a force, but they're still scientifically using the procedures of science, they can't prove it.
Yeah, exactly. Now, regardless of what you may believe, this spiritual practice calls for you to honor your BS, your belief system, if you're convinced that your particular beliefs are based on credible evidence and that you're open to new information that could contradict and or corroborate your BS. And that's important.
I think that's critical. And I really want to take a minute. Let's just riff on that for a minute if we can. Because if we don't allow ourselves to question even what we really believe, then we end up getting stuck in our own dogma.
And it's generally a high-walled dogma, that's what we call it. Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with a strong belief system, except for the fact that if your belief system is so filled, so reinforced, so, I want to say, high-walled again, with the belief that if some new information that you receive doesn't conform to your confirmation bias, you automatically reject it out of hand. as opposed to having an open-minded eye and looking at your belief and seeing the truth and or error in your belief. And if you're willing then to change or modify that belief system. As a matter of fact, someone one time asked the 14th Dalai Lama that if a scientific fact exposed one of the Buddhist belief systems, faith-based belief systems, what would he do? What would he suggest? And without a doubt, without hesitation, he said we would change the belief system.
Wow.
So the 14th Dalai Lama did not suffer from confirmation bias, and he still doesn't. He's very very scientifically minded, as well as a very devout Buddhist, of course. But it's instrumental that someone like that, head of a religion, would be that open-minded enough to combine. Essentially, he was combining what we were talking about, both science and faith.
Right. Wow. So that's how this spiritual practice works. Actually, that's a great example of how this spiritual practice works, because what we're recommending is to adopt the marriage between science and faith, because it will guarantee more objectivity and a spiritually enriched dose of reality along with it.
Yeah. And so this spiritual practice encourages you to question all unquestioned answers. You've heard us say that before. Not just traditional religious answers, but answers or traditional answers in any field: science, education, sports, business, nutrition, medicine, and so on.
So honor your BS. That's what we're asking you to do. Honor your BS, your belief system. Now, to do that, you have to really know what your belief system is. So part of this spiritual practice encourages you to clarify that for yourself, to really sit down and ask yourself, what do I believe? And then as you look at that, always be willing to ask the unquestioned answer, I believe this, and now what? Is there new information? Is there anything else I want to know?
Yeah, and we won't discuss this in this particular podcast, but as we talk about belief systems, but when you think about it, there's a difference between a belief and a professed belief. And a lot of people are derailed by their belief because, as it turns out, it's only a professed belief and not a true belief. And it's important to know that distinction too, but that's another podcast.
Right. This one, we're just asking you to honor yours and to really be aware with every action. You can ask yourself, is what I'm doing right now, is what I'm saying right now, is what I'm thinking right now, honoring the belief system that I hold dear. So that's our podcast for this week, and you've got lots of work ahead of you as you begin to honor your BS and really pay attention to what science is saying to support and underwrite what it is you believe.
And just so you know, too, Cher and I honor your choice for your particular BS, but we may not agree with your particular BS. And, of course, we have that right, and you have that right as well. For any kind of belief system, but whatever the belief system is, two things: be open-minded, and as Sarah mentioned before, be willing to question any and all unquestioned answers associated with that belief system.
And if you do that, you are going to experience incredible enrichment in your spiritual practice and in your life as you walk the spiritual path on practical feet. Thanks for joining us.
And so it is.
And so it is.